الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كان الناس أمة واحدة فبعث الله النبيين مبشرين ومنذرين وأنزل معهم الكتاب بالحق ليحكم بين الناس فيما اختلفوا فيه وما اختلف فيه إلا الذين أوتوه من بعد ما جاءتهم البينات بغيا بينهم فهدى الله الذين آمنوا لما اختلفوا فيه من الحق بإذنه والله يهدي من يشاء إلى صراط مستقيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم So we should start with verse number 213 of Surah Baqarah Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كان الناس أمة واحدة and all humanity all men used to be a single ummah used to be a single ummah فبعث الله النبيين مبشرين ومنذرين then Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala sent prophets carrying glad tidings and warning وأنزل معهم الكتاب and Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala sent amongst them with them the book بالحق with truth لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ so that they can judge amongst humanity, amongst people فِي مَخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ they judge between people in what they dispute in what they disputed وَمَخْتَلَفَ فِيهِ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمْ and none but those to whom this book was given disputed after it was revealed unto them after it was given to them جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتُ بَغْيًا بَيْنَهُمْ and the reason was led by the enemy against each other فَهَدَى اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا so Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala by His will guided those whom He who believed فَهَدَى اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا so Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala guided those who believed لِمَا اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ despite the fact that they disputed مِنَ الْحَقِّ and Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala guided them to the truth بِإِذْنِهِ with His own permission وَاللَّهُ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ and Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala guides whom He wills to the straight path now this is a long verse a long ayah now what is the link between this verse and the verse that we studied previously So previously we studied about two main reasons why Bani Israel rejected the truth. One of them was their love for dunya, love for the mundane materialistic desires. And second of the reason was that they used to mock the believers. Now here Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is telling a very important fact that كَانَ النَّاسُ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً that the humanity as a whole, all men were one ummah. All men were one ummah. Now what is meant by one ummah? What is meant by one ummah? So what is meant by ummah according to the Mufassireen, the real meaning of it is that the humanity was one on deen. The humanity was one by following the commandments of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. There were discrepancies, there were differences amongst languages and cultures and inheritance and heritage, everything. But as a whole, the dunya used to follow one deen, used to follow the commandments of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Then the Mufassirin have gone to detail that till when did the humanity believe in one God? Till when the humanity used to be one ummah? So the different opinions about this. Imam Qurtubi rahmahullah ta'ala has narrated multiple opinions in his tafsir of Qurtubi. He said that some of the Sahaba have taken this opinion that kana an-nas ummatan wahida the humanity was one ummah when it was alam-e arwah. Alam-e arwah is basically so the multiple universes you can say. So one is our world, there's alam-e dunya. Then there's alam-e barzakh when we go into the grave. And one was before that this dunya was created. That was alam-e arwa, the alam, the time when only the spirits, the ruhs, were created by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And then it comes in Surah Araf, verse number 7, that Allah Ta'ala asked all the spirits, all the ruhs of humanity, Alastu bi Rabbikum, am I not your Lord? And the whole humanity accepted, Kalu bala, yes, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, indeed you are our Rabb. So that was the time when the humanity was one in believing Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That's one opinion. The other opinion is of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu, who says that Kana an-nas ummatan wahida, the ummah, the humanity was one ummah till the time of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and his children. So till the time his wife and children were alive except for one person, and that was Qabil. Qabil, you must have said about him. So Qabil was the only one from the progeny of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam who deviated from the track. According to another opinion, it was from the time being of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam to Sayyidina Idris alayhi salatu wasalam. That was the time period when the whole world was believing in one God and they were following the right track. And according to another opinion, this is the fourth opinion. So first opinion was that it was alam-e arwa. The second opinion was it was just the progeny of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. The third opinion of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas was that it was from Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam to Sayyidina Idris alayhi salatu wasalam. And the fourth opinion is that the whole humanity was one on one ummah in the time of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Four opinions of Sahaba Ikram. Four opinions. Then Allah Ta'ala says that Kana an-nas ummatan wahida, and then they started having disputes amongst themselves and they deviated from the right track. And when they deviated from the right track, فَبَعَثَ اللَّهُمْ نَبِيِّينَ وَبَشْرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sent Nabiyeen, prophets. وَبَشْرِينَ means that they came with glad tidings, and وَمُنذِرِينَ means they gave clear warnings. And then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sent with them مُؤَنْزَلَ مَعْهُمُ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala also sent books with them, scriptures with them. So now here comes the importance of Anbiya. That the Anbiya were sent by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala when the humanity got into separate and different groups. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is saying, I sent two things with them. Now this is very important way to understand. Allah Ta'ala is saying, I sent two things with them. One was the Prophet himself, his own appearance and his own presence in the Ummah. And the second thing was the book that I sent with them. So that tells us that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has always sent two things in each and every ummah. One was the book, the scripture. And the second was this characteristic and the features and the presence of the Rasul at that time. And those whoever followed these two things, they followed the Anbiya and they followed the revealed book, they were on the right track. They were on the right track and they did not deviate from it. They did not deviate from it. So right now in this day and age as well, this day and age as well, this verse is telling us the importance of the Quran and the Sunnah. This verse is telling us the importance of Quran and Sunnah. So the youth or the older ones or the younger ones of our current generation, they always has this question. They always question that, why do we have so many schools of thought? Why do we have so many groups and factions in Islam? So differences amongst a family, amongst two brothers, also prevalent. Differences exist between two brothers, two sisters, mother and father, and everyone. But then the question arises, why do we have differences in ummah? So the answer is in this verse. Whosoever deviated from the right track, whosoever deviated from Quran and Sunnah, they made a separate group and fraction of their own. And whosoever deviated, the identity of that group is that deviate from Quran and Sunnah. They'll either call you towards Quran and interpreting Quran the way they want to interpret Quran, or there'll be another group who'll be calling you to Sunnah and interpret Sunnah the way they want to interpret Sunnah. So this is the reason. And right now as well, those who want to get the truth can only be achieved by following the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ and the Quran, Quran Azim al-Shan. Hence, the importance of following Sunnah in our lives. Hence the importance of Sunnah in our life. That in Surah Ali Imran, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, O my Prophet, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ O my Prophet, you should tell them that if you want to love Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, if you want to love Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala and you want to be His beloved, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي You should follow me. You should follow the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And if you do that, what will happen? فَاتَّبِعُونِ يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ So you were wanting Allah's love, right? You wanted to love Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. But once you follow فَاتَّبِعُونِ يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ Then you won't get Allah's love. But what you will get is Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala will start loving you. So you wanted to love Allah? But once you follow the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, now Allah Ta'ala starts loving you. This is the importance of Sunnah. This is the importance of Sunnah. And therefore in our Silsila Aliya Naqshbandiya, as the Hazrat says that, the true struggle in our Silsila is made up of two things. Only two things. We don't make people struggle by reducing their food intake, by not drinking cold water and etc. But there are only two things that make up the struggle, the mujahida in our silsila. And the two things are zikr kaseer, abundant remembrance, and second is sunnah rasul. That's it. That you follow the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ in each and every action that you do. We should be greedy about sunnah. We should be greedy about sunnah. We should be so much greedy about sunnah that each and every thing, each and every action that we are taking on our daily basis, we should think and reflect that whether I am doing this according to Sunnah or not. If I am doing it according to Sunnah, Alhamdulillah, and if I am not doing it according to Sunnah, then I need to work hard and I need to look and ask from the ulama, look in the books and ask from the ulama that what is the Sunnah pertaining to this mundane activity that I am doing. And therefore, one should have this habit of reading books in which the ulama have mentioned the daily sunnahs of the Prophet ﷺ. That what were the sunnahs? What were the sunnahs of sleeping? What were the sunnahs of getting up? What are the sunnahs of dressing up? What are the sunnahs of walking, eating, and everything? Everything. I mean, there's sunnahs that the ulama have mentioned, the sunnahs of using washroom and restroom. That how did the Prophet ﷺ use washroom? And therefore, our mashayikh have said that now using washroom and getting rid of the waste from your body is your own need. It's your only, like, is the least thing that you can think of in your life. But if you do that according to Sunnah as well, it will become an ibadah. It will become an act of worship. The way the Prophet ﷺ used to sit, the way he used to carry the whole process. So that is the importance of the Sunnah. That is the importance of the Sunnah. So that's what Allah is saying. لِكَانَ النَّاسُ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا All men were one ummah. فَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ النَّبِيِّينَ مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala sent the Nabiyeen, the Prophets, مُبَشِّرِينَ with glad tidings and مُنذِرِينَ with clear warnings. وَأَنزَلَ مَعَهُمُ الْكِتَابِ And Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala sent down books بِالْحَقِّ And that book, the books that were revealed were with truth. And what was... So Allah Ta'ala is explaining... Again, Allah Ta'ala is reinforcing this idea. Why did Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala send these prophets and books? لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ فِي مَخْتَلَفُ فِيهِ So those prophets can judge, can provide justice amongst humanity, amongst people in the things that they dispute. So we have disputes on our daily basis. So two brothers are fighting amongst each other about a property, or two siblings are fighting about something. So now the solution is, you get back to Quran and Sunnah. The solution is not our present day economics, our present day strategics and what not. The solution is get back to Quran and Sunnah. You get your solution from Quran and Sunnah. Whether it's a business issue, whether it's your anything, any issue. Wherever you're finding, you're facing a dispute in your life, it can be social, it can be your own personal life, it can be your home life, wherever you're finding or facing a dispute, you should solve it according to Quran and Sunnah. You should get it solved according to Quran and Sunnah. And then Allah Ta'ala is saying another important thing, that after we had given them Quran and Sunnah, وَمَا اخْتَلَفَ فِيهِ And the people did not dispute, the people did not reject the Quran and Sunnah. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ But those who were given clear manifest signs. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ So, Allah Ta'ala, they were fighting, Allah Ta'ala gave them Quran and Sunnah. They still kept fighting. What was the reason? Now Allah Ta'ala is saying, بَغْيَمْ بَيْنَهُمْ Because they had envy, they had jealousy. They had envy and jealousy amongst each other. And this envy and jealousy is a disease, is a spiritual disease, which takes a lot of time to get treated. Envy, jealousy, malice, hatred, it's a severe disease. Therefore it comes in multiple narrations. So let us tell you some narrations so that you may realize the severity and intensity of this spiritual disease. The Prophet ﷺ has narrated to said that on Laylatul Qadr, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala forgives everyone except for some people. And amongst those is one who has malice or envy for his other brother. Who has malice or envy for his fellow brother. So that is the intensity of this sin. But Allah Ta'ala does not like a person who has malice or hatred for another brother of his. It comes in another narration, the Prophet ﷺ was sitting once with his companions. And one of the Sahaba was passing by. So the Prophet ﷺ mentioned that, do you want to see a Sahabi, a walking, talking Jannati Sahabi, a walking, talking Jannati Sahabi in this dunya? The Sahaba came and said, yes, Rasulullah ﷺ, we want to see that Sahabi. Who's that blessed companion of yours who's a walking, talking Jannati and you in this dunya? So the Prophet ﷺ pointed out towards the Sahabi who was walking by. So one of the Sahaba got up and he wanted to see what was so different about this Sahabi. What was so peculiar about that Sahabi that the Prophet ﷺ has given him the glad tidings of Jannah in this dunya? So he requested this Sahabi that, may I stay with you for 3 days and 3 nights in your home? And he said, Bismillah, you can come and stay with me. So the Sahabi stayed for 3 nights and 3 days. And after 3 days and 3 nights, he realized that there was nothing strange, there was nothing special about his ibadat. There was nothing special about his acts of worship. He used to pray the way we used to pray. And everything used to be same. So on the third day, I questioned him. I said, look, my reason for staying with you is that once you were passing by and the Prophet ﷺ said that if you want to see a walking, talking Jannati Sahabi in this dunya, you should look at him. And hence, I wanted to know that what is so special about you? What is such a special act that you do which makes you a Jannati in this dunya? That Sahabi smiled and said, I don't have anything special in this dunya. I don't do anything special that you guys might not be doing it. But yes, there's one thing that I do that I'm thinking might be the reason why the Prophet ﷺ gave me this glad tidings of Jannah in this world. And the Sahabi asked, what is that? He said, whenever I get on my bed, whenever I'm about to sleep, I forgive everyone who has ever hurt me, who has ever tried to hurt me, or has ever made plans or intentions to hurt me in the future. I forgive them all. That means I completely get my heart clear of the malice and hatred that I have for anyone. And therefore our mashayikh have said, the treatment for malice, two things. Once again, zikr kaseer, because in our silsila in Ajbaniya, there are seven stations. There are seven stations in your body. So like in medicine, you have some special points. In our silsila as well, in our spiritual medicine also, we have some special seven points in our body. And each and every spiritual point is related to a spiritual disease. Each and every spiritual point is related to a spiritual disease. Therefore our mashayikh have said that those who do abundant zikr, zikr kaseer on the latifa sir, that is the third station. When you do zikr kaseer on the third station, latifa sir, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, by his help, the person gets rid of this malice and hatred. That's one way of getting rid of it. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala enable us to reach that station, reach that maqam. And the second way that mashayikh have mentioned is that if a person has malice or hatred for anyone, he should start making dua for that person. So if you have hatred for someone, or malice or envy or jealousy for anyone, now you should start making duas for him. And you should make dua at the time where you're closest to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. For example, if you get up for tahajjud and you make duas in tahajjud, so now you should be making duas for him in tahajjud as well. And if you keep doing it for weeks or 2-3 weeks, you'll be completely free of this malice for that brother of yours. There are two ways of getting rid of it. So this is Allah Ta'ala saying that the reason why they had disputes amongst themselves, baghyan bainahum, because of the enemy that they had. فَهَدَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لِمَخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ مِنَ الْحَقِّ بِإِذْنِهِ. And then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala guided those who were believers from the disputes to the true path, بِإِذْنِهِ, by His own hukum, by His own will. وَاللَّهُ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. And this last part is the most important part over here. That وَاللَّهُ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. That one should always remember, it's Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala who guides whom He wishes. It's Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala whom He guides, He wishes. I mean, it's His mercy. It's not our some special feature that we are sitting over here. It's not our speciality that we are sitting in the company of the Awliya Allah. It's not our some special physical feature or our economical status or something, or our ilm or our, I mean, you can name the material things that people consider to be the most important thing in their life. It's none of these that we are sitting in the company of the Awliya Allah, the city of the ulama. It's just Wallahu yahdi man yasha ila sirat mustaqim. It's Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala whom He wishes, He guides them to the straight path. It's Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's mercy. It's completely Allah's mercy. And therefore, I'll tell you one important thing that our Hazrat Jeezah mentioned last year in Zambia. One of the most shocking things we have ever heard from Hazrat Jeezah was, no matter a person strives, how much a person strives in this dunya, no matter how much mujahida you do in this dunya, no matter how much zikr muraqba you might be doing in this dunya, but the qurb of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the vilayat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the being a friend of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, is Wallahu yahdi man yashaa ila sirat mustaqim. It's whom Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wishes. It's whom Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wishes. You can strive for ages, you can strive for ages, but it's Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's wish whom He gives this vilayat. So in our Hazrat's word, it was basically that doing zikr regularly and getting istiqamat over it, this is something kasbi. Kasbi means that you can work hard and achieve it. Kasb is basically you can work hard and achieve it. So getting istiqamat over zikr, that's important. Because without istiqamat over zikr, you cannot get vilayat. You cannot get vilayat of Allah Tabaraka. You cannot get qurb of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So getting istiqamat over zikr, being steadfast on daily zikr, on daily abundant zikr. And then Hazrat explained what was daily abundant zikr. Hazrat said a daily zikr kaseer is minimum 1 hour muraqba and at least 12 hours of wukuf kalbi. 12 hours of wukuf kalbi. So 24 hours is a day. So at least 1 hour of muraqba and 12 hours of wukuf kalbi makes up an abundant zikr kaseer. So zikr kaseer, and getting istiqamat over zikr kaseer, being steadfast on zikr kaseer is kasbi, that you have to work hard and achieve it. It takes ages to do that. But to get vilayat after it, that's wahabi. That's by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Wahabi means a gift from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Because Allah Ta'ala is al-wahhab. So it's a gift from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And that is where this verse comes in. Wallahu yahdi man yasha'u ila sirat mustaqim. And whenever I remember this Hazrat Ji's quote, I remember this verse. It's Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala whom He wishes, He guides you to sirat mustaqim. And the ultimate, the zenith, the peak of sirat mustaqim is vilayat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the qurb of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the wasl of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala enable us to do that much zikr that Allah Ta'ala gives us, zikr, at least istiqamat over zikr kaseer, and then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala chooses us for His vilayat. So this is the importance of this verse. Let us just retranslate this verse. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan wajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Kana an-nas ummatan wahida. All men, all humanity was one ummah. Fab'atha Allahu an-nabiyyina mubashshirin wa mundhirin. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sent the prophets who gave glad tidings ومنذرين and who gave clear warnings. وَأَنزَلَ مَعْهُمُ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ And Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala sent with them scripture, book, بِالْحَقِّ with truth, لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ so that they can judge between humanity فِي مَخْتَلَفُ فِيهِ in the things that they dispute. وَمَخْتَلَفَ فِيهِ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتُ بَغْيًا بَيْنَهُمْ And people did not dispute amongst themselves, but those إِلَّا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوهُ except those who were given مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتُ except those who were given clear manifest verses بَغْيًا بَيْنَهُمْ And the reason was because of envy and malice that they had for each other. فَهَدَى اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لِمَا اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ مِنَ الْحَقِّ بِإِذْنِهِ So Allah Tabarak wa ta'ala guided the believers from the dispute to the right path with His own will and permission. وَاللَّهُ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ And it's Allah Tabarak wa ta'ala who guides whom He wishes. Who guides the straight path whom He wishes. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ